Yeah, I have not had a chance to talk to Ben. I'm not sure if it's official yet, but yes, I mean, I'm very happy for Ben and Tony to be in this position and the opportunity that's in front of them. So can't tell you how proud I am of him and just the job he's done over the years, and he's definitely ready and deserving.
Mike, he almost kind of seemed like a younger version of you to me a little bit, you know, kind of from the same area and tough mentality. And I mean, how much mentoring did you feel like you did for him? And I'm not asking you to take credit for his success, but do you see some similarities between your paths?
I mean, I think, you know, a lot of us that are from that region of the country take a lot of pride in being from there, you know, Western Pennsylvania. Ben has a tremendous work ethic. I remember the first day I met him. You know, I talked to him. I was at the Indianapolis Combine. I was the offensive coordinator for the New Orleans Saints, and he had called me on the phone. Was seeking an opportunity to talk football, and he was coaching. I don't recall a school somewhere up in New York or Connecticut, and we talked on the phone that evening, and then that next day at lunch, when I was coming back from the workouts at the combine, Ben was sitting in the hotel lobby waiting for me. So, I mean, he drove all night just for an opportunity to sit down and talk football. So, you know, that's my first impression of Ben McAdoo, and then obviously to see what he's put himself in position for, you know, it's just no surprise. So, tremendously dedicated, you know, not just to his family, but to, you know, to the coaching profession.